Oh, what a day.
A couple great young musicians and their teens, a great big brother, little brother pair. And now, for the third time, it's just terrific. I'm waiting for a Mando man here to get his drink and be all set and ready to go. And I think he's ready. Matt, you okay? All no longer parched. Yeah, born ready. Here they are, the Armadillos.
I wake up in the morning. I feel a cold chill. I'm hoping, oh, just hoping for a nice warm meal. But my mom, she is gone, working from dusk till dawn, trying, oh, just trying to keep us moving along. In these times of scraping by, we try hard to sacrifice. If we stop, we won't survive. Don't give in and we won't die. We won't die. Standing in a line for a piece of bread or a piece of mind, wishing we could go to days when things weren't quite this way. We could eat, we could share dinner with our family, our friends, and our beers. We scrape by,
we scrape by,
we got high from the toxic fumes that I breathe at night.
The Armadillos at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a great song. Who wrote that song?
I wrote that one.
Austin did.
Yes, sir.
And is that a new song?
No, we've had that one for a while.
Forgive me for not recognizing. I think it's just the way, the tempo of that song is so much fun, the way it starts and then drives in.
Yeah.
Tell me about CDs.
CDs?
Yeah. How can people get your music?
You could download our album at bandcamp.com/the Armadillos, or you could come and see us, and or we could just mail them to you.
Yeah.
Let us know.
So Bandcamp, I wanted to ask that right away because the last time you were here, a lot of people asked us that question and said you should have mentioned it on the air. And I said, I think we did, but we'll do it again and again and again. So bandcamp.com/armadillos.
The Armadillos.
The Armadillos.
Yes, sir.
Not any old armadillos.
Right,
but the
exactly.
Armadillos. We have a little, I think a flute.
Tin whistle.
A tin whistle.
Yeah.
I can see it better now. Sheila's just pointed it out. What are you going to do with that tin whistle after preparing
it? Well, this next tune we were going to play is called Yorktown, and it tells a story about the Revolutionary War. So I switched to tin whistle on it to kind of add that ambience to it.
Now, this one I think I remember.
Yeah.
And it's another great song.
Yeah.
Here they are again, live, the Armadillos.
Shoulder and a bandage around my waist. I've been marching for hours, but it feels like days. I'm headed to the battlefield where I will face my death. Got a bullet for one of them, my bayonet for the rest. I'm not coming home, I think I've had my fill. A long night's dragging on the battlefield. A man is standing next to me, now he's on the ground. Another casualty of the royal crown. We get into lines and load our musket guns. This boy standing next to me, as old as my son. I look at him in the eyes, he looks at me right back. I say to him, hey son, you better head on back. He tells me, heck no, I'm here to stay and fight. I'm standing up for what I think is right. I'm not coming home, I think I've had my fill. A long night's dragging on the battlefield. A man is standing next to me, now he's on the ground. Another casualty of the royal crown.
See the paparazzi out there taking your picture.
Do.
That's Josh's little girl, Dempsey.
I was wondering who that was. Hi, Dempsey. Hi. Dempsey's got a camera. How old is she?
She's 4.
She is a cutie pie.
She's
got a camera and is taking a picture leaned up against the window here.
Annie Leibovitz in training.
And I saw Sheila. She was playing the tin whistle. You can smile and play the tin whistle and even laugh a little bit all at the same time. The Armadillos are here live on the Saturday Light Brigade. There's a lot of Girl Scouts out there watching you too. They are here today from Troop 53057. Got it? Great. They're giving me hand signals.
Yay.
Like that so I can do it. Little did he know it's written down here, too. But actually, I could see you better than I could see what's in front of me. You guys are just sounding great. And
you're
so well received wherever you go. And one of the things I love most about you, and there are a lot of things, is that you really bridge a lot of styles and a lot of folks.
I think people
are generally far more open-minded about music than a lot of folks might otherwise think. But what's nice is I think you open up people's minds to other styles of music. And, you know, literally you can have a great grandparent and a great grandchild and everybody in between listening and enjoying it at the same time. And it's also all very natural. Josh, the aforementioned Josh, is playing bass, and the aforementioned parched Matt is playing mandolin. Austin's playing guitar, and Sheila is now donning accordion again to play. Anything to mention about news for the band? Or
Well, we just started recording a new album.
Excellent.
And we just got done tracking all that, so we're just in the mixing process and such. Should be out hopefully sometime this summer.
Excellent. Well, I want to, you know, anything we can do to help you in that regard is our pleasure.
That would be great.
I just can't tell you how much we like having you guys here.
Well, we love being here.
What do you want to play next?
We were actually going to do a Stephen Foster tune written, well, by our city's late and great famous poet, Stephen Foster. It's called Hard Times. As we pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, let's all hear the hungers of the poor. It's a song that is ever ringing in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered round my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. A song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered round my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Come again no more. Many days you have lingered round my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered round my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Come again no more.
The Armadillos at the Saturday Light Brigade. Who did the arrangement for that?
I guess technically Sheila.
Sheila, did you?
So, yeah.
I really like that. You know, I've probably heard at least 100 versions of Hard Times.
Yeah.
If not, that's one of the few times I'm probably not exaggerating.
Yeah.
It's probably, and I think I've heard an up-tempo version or two, but that one is especially nice. I found it almost impossible not to sing along, which I was doing
good.
Quietly.
Yeah.
under these circumstances, I'd prefer to do it quietly. And you could hear all the words really well, and it sounded like an anthem, the
mm-hmm.
way you did it, as opposed to a lament.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking of it, too, almost as kind of a positive or uplifting song.
Yeah, very much. And it's just a nice way. That's the simplest way I can put it. We're like an anthem, then a lament, and almost like a rallying song. It's going to work out.
Yeah,
it's worked out before. And I think...
Those hard times are going to quit coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Sometime soon. watch for it. 7 Central. you know, with any luck. I wanted to ask you, Austin, about the guitar you're playing, which is a little different than a lot of people. It is a Gretsch. I thought it might be. Is it old?
No, it's relatively new. I've had it maybe 4 years or so.
It's
about that.
It has. I mean, the rhythm that you're playing, especially it showed up on that song, is just really bright.
Mm-hmm.
And that guitar gets used in jazz a little bit here.
It does, and also Pete Seeger used a Gretsch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's basically why I got it. I love Pete Seeger, so
I'm not surprised. And, you know, there's great YouTube videos of Pete going back to like the 50s and early 60s that are just delightful to rediscover and look at. Yeah. And Josh has the huge appropriate bass. do you ever play an electric bass, Josh?
I have. I just prefer to play the upright. Yeah. I play guitar as well, but I figure anything I can play on an electric, I can play on this thing and make it sound that much better.
Well, and it always is appreciated because it's nice to feel it, you know, and you feel it a little bit more with the bass. And yes, we're talking about all the instruments, Matt, and the mandolin sounds great. And Matt's mandolin has a really good pickup on it because it doesn't sound like a pickup. How long have you played mandolin?
I played mandolin for about 4 years, three and a half maybe.
It's probably not your first instrument?
No, I played guitar for a long time beforehand.
Is it hard to make that adjustment?
It takes a while. You just have to kind of memorize a new set of strings, you know, different tuning.
And I notice that does look like a particularly, it's just a little bit of a different mandolin. Like a bluegrass mandolin would have a pick guard.
And like F holes.
Yeah. And tell me about that instrument.
It's technically supposed to be like a French jazz style mandolin. And I think it has a big oval sound hole to like be loud, which isn't very normal. Normally they're pretty quiet.
I noticed that. And it looks too like the distance. The bridge is taller, I think.
It's like an arched body.
Yeah.
It has like a big belly on it.
It's nice. And the Gretsch, seeing the shape of the sound hole, and I don't know if that's characteristic for Gretsch or not.
It is.
But
it's
more, it's like an equilateral rounded triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could talk about the accordion in all its glory. anything special? Where did this accordion come from, Sheila?
This is a 1964 Crucianelli accordion, and it was my grandfather's. He played accordion. And he passed away in 2001, and this became mine. And I grew up playing the piano, but I decided that I wanted to pick up the accordion and try and figure it out in his memory. And I had to get it fixed up a little bit and stuff. It was a little old. But after I had it fixed up, the people who worked on it said, that is a really nice accordion you have there. So I'm really glad that I came across it and that my grandfather gave it to me. So
I'm really glad I asked you that question.
Yeah.
who fixed it? Where do you take an accordion for fixing?
That's a good question. And actually, it's something that's particularly hard to do in Pittsburgh. But I was living in Seattle at the time where I grew up, and there's an accordion maker out there and also accordion repairman who's well known, whose last name is Petosa, and the Petosa brothers fixed this up. There are 6 generations of accordion makers out there in Seattle.
You just don't think of accordions being, we think of luthiers with wooden, you know, with stringed instruments, but accordions just sort of come into being.
Fully formed.
Yeah. These are the Armadillos. I think we're going to be able to get 3 more songs in.
Cool.
And I'm so glad you're here. What's next?
We're going to play a song called Featherbed. It's going to be on our new album.
It's a little bit of a slower one. Thank you. of this town. Faces with first names you should know by now. Milkweed and cottonseed, trails running through the reeds. Better off a stranger to them anyhow. Enough work for one day. Sun bleached from last summer, still all in your hair. Dollar down and belly up, anything to fill your cup, 'cause whiskey makes a feather bed of anywhere. And sleep with your boots on, and sleep with your boots on. 'Cause yonder comes the creeping dawn, and its hands have got you strong. So sleep if you must sleep with your boots on. Ben, stop me if this is a song you know by heart. Rain brings out your sunny side, and sunny days you stay inside, 'cause acting normal always was the hardest part. And sleep with your boots on, and sleep with your boots on. 'Cause yonder comes the creeping dawn, and its hands have got you strong. So sleep if you must sleep with your boots on. Find you around, thinking maybe this time the time was right. But there you are, down and out, and talking plans of going south, and staring at the boots you sleep in every night. And sleep with your boots on, with your boots on. 'Cause yonder comes the creeping dawn, and its hands have got you strong. So sleep if you must sleep with your boots on. Oh yeah, sleep if you must sleep with your boots on.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Austin, is that your song? Or
no, Sheila wrote that one.
Sheila, that's a great song.
Thank you.
Whiskey makes a feather bed of anywhere.
Yeah.
I like that line.
Thanks.
A lot. And it's true. It's a great image. There's a lot of Girl Scouts that want to ask you questions.
Sure.
So I guess we'll do that right.
Wow, there is a lot of Girl Scouts.
Yeah, they want to ask you
ladies?
Questions, which might take us down to one more song, but
oh,
we'll see
fine,
how we go.
Fine.
Why don't you say your name, and you can ask these guys whatever you're wondering, and I'll hold the mic for you.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I was wondering about the accordion. How do you learn all those keys?
Well, the right-hand side is no big deal. That's kind of like learning a piano, but the left-hand side is a totally different story. And these keys work chromatically, meaning they go straight up the scale like on a piano. And so here's your line of keys, and then next to it you have a line of chords. And next to that you have a line of minor chords. And so basically it's memorizing chord positions, but it's a very good question.
It's an excellent
It takes a little
question.
Time.
Thank you. You're next if you have a question.
I have a question, but my name's Aaron.
Well, thanks.
Can I ask you guys a question? Where'd you get your awesome tie-dye shirts? Yeah.
Did you make them?
No.
No, we ordered them.
Oh. You guys are looking real good in your matching tie-dye, though.
Absolutely.
Very bright and colorful.
Who else has a question or just to say hi?
Hi, I'm Patricia, and I was wondering, is that a lute?
No, it's a mandolin.
Same kind of shape, though.
Yes.
I wish it was a lute.
Yeah, we could use a lute around here.
The lute.
Hi, I'm Morgan, and do you guys play different instruments other than the ones you're playing now?
Yeah, we do.
We all play different instruments.
Yeah, I think everyone plays other instruments.
Sheila plays piano, accordion, bunch of different kind of flutes, and bagpipes. I play guitar and like little mando, little banjo. Josh plays bass, guitar, mandolin.
Pretty much anything with strings.
Yeah, Matt plays mandolin, guitar.
Mm-hmm. Sheila, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but you want to clear out the block with bagpipes and accordion.
I know. I was the biggest dork ever growing up because I played all the dorky instruments. But now, for some reason, people think they're kind of cool. So my time came around.
They're fine. I shouldn't tease. Who else has a question? Or just a hello?
Hi, I'm Trinity.
Anybody else that I missed? I've got my back to you, so it's a little hard for me to see.
Hi, I'm Brooke, and I was wondering, were you playing some type of recorder?
I was playing a tin whistle, which actually has the exact same fingering as a recorder. It's just made out of a different material. So made out of tin instead of made out of wood. Same concept, though.
Yeah. And you've got one?
Hi, my name is Tiffany, and I was wondering, how do you guys play without music in front of you?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, really, it just takes memorization. Mm-hmm. We have to practice together all the time and remember all the lyrics and all the chords that we go through all the time. And believe me, we forget often enough. We've been doing okay here. But
I think she's
I think you're doing great.
Reads music.
Yeah, I don't read music, actually.
Neither do I.
Mm-hmm. We just kind of play by ear.
Yeah.
No one wants to ask about Austin's great mustache, huh? That's not a mustache. It's a mustache.
It's a mustache.
Like that. Indeed, indeed.
Okay, do we have one more? Do you want to say hi? What's your name?
Providence.
And how old are you?
4.
It's nice to have you here. Who's your favorite member of the band?
Sheila.
You're supposed to say your dad.
You're supposed to say your daddy. I like your camera that you were taking pictures. So we're going to show, did everybody get a chance to talk that wanted to talk? We're going to show you all about the radio station afterwards. And I'm going to say thank you for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade today and allow you guys to play us out. And you can see the clock. I know you know how to tell time. We have until about noon. And thank you for being here. It's right behind Andy's head there. thank you for being here with us. I'll keep an eye on the time. Thanks for being here
Thanks so much.
And it's bandcamp.com/thearmadillos.
Yeah, you could email us at pittsburgharmadillos@gmail.com. We'll send you one. Just get a hold of us.
Thank you so much. Once again, the Armadillos.
Our name? Eric. Sheila?
I think somebody who's not in the band anymore made it.
Yeah, I
way
guess.
Way back in the day.
It was kind of when we first started, we were just kind of messing around, not very serious about it. And we're just like, we couldn't come up with a band name. Somebody's like, the Armadillos. We're like, we'll just go with it. And it stuck.
And it says it all. Yeah. Their name says it all. The Armadillos.
Thank you. Runs in my stockings and holes in my shoes. winning unless you count not to lose. Rough round the edges, I won't deny. The cracks in my hands spell out a kind of life that you can't buy. But I will go down in the basement of some moonshine, some
sour mash whiskey and sweet pineapple wine. All homemade, but homemade made it works for me. Homemade made, oh, homemade made, oh, it's for free.
It's time or money, so I hear it, so they say. I'm fresh out of money, but all stocked up. On my shelves, an old piano I found in an alley, and sweet summer peaches I canned myself. But I will go down in the basement. I've got some moonshine, some
sour mash whiskey, and sweet pineapple wine.
It's nothing old, fancy. It's
all homemade, but homemade made it works for me. Homemade made, oh, homemade made, oh, it's for free.
And I'm done living, scenes of life come flashing. In a fight, the town lay me down, I'll live a homemade fashion. Cedar wood, that's good.
The Armadillos, thank you. We'll look for you next week at the Saturday Light Brigade.